Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County split over rural fire task force proposal. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County commissioners are divided on whether to form a rural fire task force following the challenges of the historic 2024 wildfire season. The proposal discussed at a recent meeting stems from concerns raised by rural landowners during a December town hall meeting. According to the Gillette News Record, Commissioner Scott Clem opposed the idea, arguing it oversteps the county's role and duplicates the responsibilities of the Joint Powers Fire Board, which oversees the fire department. Clem said, if the fire board wants to spearhead this effort, that's their decision. Commissioner Jerry Means disagreed, noting the county's responsibility to represent community concerns. However, Clem and Commissioner Jim Ford emphasized that managing fire-related issues falls under the fire board's purview, not the commissioner's. Fire board members echoed these sentiments. We are the task force, said board member Trent Jones, with Chair Bill Sims adding, we don't need another layer of bureaucracy. Sims encouraged community members to bring their concerns to the board's monthly meetings. Governor Gordon stated the state address highlights sensible budgets and efficient government. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon delivered his State of the State address in Cheyenne, emphasizing the state's leadership in energy, natural resource management, education, and economic development. Speaking to the 68th Wyoming Legislature, including 26 first-term lawmakers, Gordon praised Wyoming's low tax burden and efficient government, urging collaboration to address challenges. Governor Gordon stressed the importance of sensible budgets that balance fiscal responsibility with meeting residents' needs. He urged legislators to fund critical infrastructure repairs through the Mineral Royalty Grant Program and tackle challenges in childcare and obstetric services. The governor also proposed a supplemental budget, including funding for inflation-related costs, natural resource litigation, mental health, and wildfire recovery. He reaffirmed Wyoming's readiness to lead in energy development under favorable federal conditions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.